I'm currently in an airplane on our way from Jordan to Germany after another day in Iraq. We flew in again from Kuwait this morning. We met with Ambassador Negroponte, who has been in Iraq for almost the last year. He's going to be our new director of national intelligence. He and all of the embassy staff met with us to discuss reconstruction. It gave us an opportunity to tell them how important their job is to winning the battle of freedom in Iraq. We then met with Prime Minister Alawi and talked about the upcoming decision by the new elected officials on who will be the next prime minister, as well as the political situation throughout Iraq. We met with Deputy Prime Minister Saleh, as well as the top contender for prime minister, who is Jafari, who is a Shiite, and they have right now the majority of the new legislature or new parliament, but they don't have the two-thirds necessary to win. So there's a lot of work, but the democracy process is in working well, it appears, at this time, but we'll know in the next month or so just how well it's working. But overall, we've been impressed with our military, we were impressed with the Iraqi leaders, and continue to be very optimistic that not only the peace process, but the whole process of democracy in Iraq is well on its way. And our hope is that we'll begin to withdraw some of our troops as we go through this year and get a constitution as well as a new election later in the year. Right now, things look good. It's been an incredible experience to be on the ground for 3 days in Kuwait and Iraq, and I think we've got every reason to believe we not only did the right thing, but we're doing the right things to win this battle.